Now.
Okay, so we're in the middle of Tosfos at the bottom of Mem Vav Omud Aleph, and Tosfos is taking our hands, going through the brachas bit by bit to explain why it is that some begin with a baruch and some do not begin with a baruch. That's really the subject of this Tosfos. So we're about halfway in the middle of this Tosfos, and Tosfos says as follows. The last thing that Tosfos discussed was the bracha of Hagomel Chasadim Tovim, and Tosfos said that the siyam, the chasima, is indeed me'en the psicha. The chasima is me'en the psicha, a tremendous chiddush in Tosfos, a very important chiddush. When we say at the end of davening, we talk about the chasadim tovim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for us. We are not referring in a general sense to all of the chasadim. This is a specific reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up in the morning and that we're zeicher to wake up, and this should not be taken for granted. So if that's what's being referred to, then indeed it really is similar to the beginning of the bracha, because that's how the bracha began. HaMa'avir Sheinai Me'inai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes sleep from my eyes, and that's what's being referred to when we talk about HaGoyim Chasadim Tovim at the end of the bracha. That's the last thing we saw. So have a look at Tosfos. We are on the fifth bottom line. On the fifth bottom line, we're towards the Torah. Tosfos is now dealing with the important brachas of Birkas HaTorah, of Birkas HaTorah. Now, as we know, the first of the Birkas HaTorah definitely begins with a baruch. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, we say La'asik b'divrei Torah. La'asik b'divrei Torah. Everybody, by the way, as you well know, is Medayik. It does not say Lilmoid Torah. It says La'asik b'divrei Torah. La'asik means to make an asik, the way you would treat your business. Just as a person who has a business and he's looking for profit maximization, if he looks at every single opportunity possible, never takes his mind off, that's the way that we should consider our Torah. There is, I'm not sure if you're aware, a very, very large yeshiva that has quite recently moved into Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel. The yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, who actually knows Reb Kornfeld very well, his name is Reb Baruch Soloveitchik, a cousin of the Brisker families. So he told me once that he was in Lakewood on a fundraising mission, and they asked him to speak to a group of Balabatim, Torah Dikka Balabatim, Bnei Torah. And he told them, he said, "What defines which ones of you are Bnei Torah and which ones are not? You're working in the morning or the afternoon and you're learning part day. What defines whether you're really a Ben Torah or you're not a Ben Torah?" And he said to them, it's not necessarily the amount of hours a day that you are in your office as opposed to how much you are learning. Rather, he said to them very bluntly, it depends on what you dream about at night. If you dream about the money that you're earning, then you're a businessman. And if you dream about the Gemara that you're learning, then you are a Ben Torah. Because when a person really is, for example, completely detached from Torah, and all he's doing is working all day, then that's what he eats, sleeps, drinks, and dreams. He's totally consumed by it. When a person is learning, he's consumed by that. So the question is, when you're doing both, what am I? And the answer is, well, which one do you dream about? That's your asik. That's your asik. That's your la'asik b'divrei Torah. Everything else is secondary. Says Tosfos, v'la'asik b'divrei Torah, which is then followed up by v'harevno, HaKoil Brocha Achas Hi. It's all one Brocha. In other words, Tosfos is coming to explain why is it the Vaharev No does not begin with the word Baruch. So this is very similar to what Tosfos told us before. We learned this yesterday, that when it comes to the Brocha also after HaMavir Sheino, how do we continue? We say Yehi Ratzon, et cetera, and this is one bracha. It is not a separate bracha which is smucha l'chaverta. It's not that. Rather, it is one bracha, with the important ramification being you cannot stop after Hamavir Sheino Mieno Stumiafapoi and then say the Yirotzen later on. You can't do that. Why not? Because that's basically considered to have stopped in the middle of a bracha. So too says Tosis is the same over here as well. The Harev No is not a separate bracha. And the reason why it does not begin with Baruch is not because it is a bracha, but it's smucha lechaverto. But rather, the reason is because it is all part and parcel of the bracha of Lasik B'divrei Seira, and if you've got to say it in one shot. And that's, by the way, the reason, very important reason, why you do not say Omein after Lasik B'divrei Seira. Just like we said yesterday, you do not say Omein to hearing somebody's bracha of Hamavir Sheino. Why? Because that's not an independent bracha. It just continues into the Yiratzin. So too, Lasik B'divrei Seira is not an end of a bracha. Let's not make a mistake over here, Rabbi Yisai. When you have two brachas which happen to be juxtaposed, then each one at the end of the day is an independent bracha. They happen to be following on one from the other, so we consider them a connection. So for example, imagine you're sitting listening to somebody benching. And he finishes the first bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hazon Es HaKoil. Do you say Omein to that bracha? Absolutely yes. The next bracha, Noida Lecha, is a separate bracha. Nobody in the world would suggest that Noida Lecha is just continuation of Hazon Es HaKoil. It's all one long bracha. It's definitely two separate brachas. There, I have to introduce the principle of it's a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, albeit it's a separate bracha, but it does lean and connect to the previous bracha, and that's why it does not begin with the baruch. Whereas, when you're talking about hamavir sheino ulasik b'divrei seira, the reason why the follow-up does not begin with a baruch is for a different reason completely, and that is, it is not a separate bracha at all. It is not a separate bracha. It is all one bracha, with the crucial difference being that's why there's no Omein. So if ever you hear somebody say Hamavir Sheino Stumiyaf Apoi, don't say Omein. If you hear somebody say Lasik B'divrei Seira, do not say Omein. Why not? Because he's in the middle of a bracha. You only say Omein when he gets to the end, with the end being.
Just froze.
Israel, or in the case of Hamavir Sheino, when he gets to Hagoyim of the Chasodim Tov. See, a sign just popped up on my screen and it said your internet connection is unstable. So I hope.
It certainly is. You just froze a second ago.
Oh, really? That's what's happening now.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to resume the Shir and Shul again. When the shiur was live in the shul, I don't think anybody complained that I froze in the middle. Except when the air conditioning was on too low.
Or okay, if someone asked a question, if someone asked a question, the Rav didn't know the answer.
Yes, then I would freeze. Mishka Fein.
I just want to, if the Rav gets a hard wire from the computer to the router, it'll be a more stable connection.
What do you mean a hard wire?
Just he means a physical connection. Are right. you're running Wi-Fi now, or are you running with a wire connection?
I am running Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's
yes. A wire. Put a wire into the computer, and then to the Wi-Fi, it'll be smoother.
To the router. Okay. Have a physical connection between the computer and the router.
Yeah, it won't be broken.
Okay. We'll investigate that. Thanks, Shkoch. That's the aside. You've got to be connected. That's the aside of life. You've got to be connected. All this Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, not the real deal.
Well, where is your router?
It's right next to my, it's actually right next to my computer.
Oh, it's right there.
Right there, but.
Yeah, so you need a short wire.
Still not the same. Still not the same. Okay. Again, so says Tosis again, V'lasik v'divrei Torah v'harevno, hakoil brocha achashi. It's all considered one brocha, and therefore, v'tzorech loima v'harevno. Therefore, you have to say v'harevno. It is not an option, which is neatly placed after lasik. Rather, you must say it because a continuation of the brocha. Period. What about Yishtabach? We're now moving on. The bracha of Yishtabach after Psukei Dezimra also does not begin with a bracha. Does not begin with the word baruch. Rather, it begins with the word Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu. It ends with a baruch, obviously. It ends with a baruch. Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. But it doesn't begin with the word baruch. When I was in school, besides for me, there was one other boy in the class who was called Baruch. There were two Baruchs in the class. And the difference was quite stark because I was not your prize Talmud. And this other Baruch was a very well-behaved boy in the class. So on one occasion, I think the Rebbe got a bit upset with me and he was very happy with this other Baruch. And he said to me, you know the difference in the two of you? So this other baruch is baruch atah b'voyecha, and you are baruch atah b'tzeisecha. That was his wise crack. Okay, says Tosis, v'yishtabach smucha lebaruch sha'amar. Tremendous chiddush. Do you know why yishtabach does not begin with a bracha? The answer is because it is considered a smucha lechaverto. Where? It's nowhere near any bracha. And the answer is, it is. It is connected to Baruch Sha'oma. Now, how can it be connected to Baruch Sha'oma, which you've said about 10 minutes with the entire Psukei Dezimra in between? Says Tosfos, very important halachic nafkemina. Therefore, over lakach yesh lizohir. Therefore, one has to be careful. Sheloi lesaper beinehem. Do not talk in between Baruch Sha'oma and Yishtabach. This is the reason why. Why must you not talk between Baruch Sha'oma and Yishtabach? Because it's considered all one connection. Afal pi, even though sheyesh hefsek tuva, even though there seems to be a very large gap, Psukei Dezimra, you've got all of the Psukei Dezimra. You've got Ashrei and you've got all the Halalukas. Mikol Mokoim Loi Mafsiki. But they are not Mafsik. Why are they not Mafsik? Because that's all considered to be one Inyan. You're talking about the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you decide to talk in the middle with unrelated things, that really would be considered a Hafsik. But to say all the Halalukas is not a Hafsik. Says Taisus, Ubozenicha. According to what I've just explained to you, now we can understand bracha achroino shebekriyas shema emes. Once you finish saying shema, you then launch into the last bracha, which ends just before Shmoneh Esra, Goal Yisrael. What are the opening words of that bracha? Emes, v'yatziv, v'nochoin, etc. Why does that not begin with the baruch? The answer is, it's considered to be smucha lechaberto. To which bracha? To the bracha prior to Kriya Shema. One second. What do you mean prior to Kriya Shema? That was said 5 minutes ago. It does not really go back to back. Says Tosfos, it doesn't matter. Ubazeh nicha bracha achreina. Now I understand when it comes to the last bracha of Shabbat Kriya Shema MS, because MS he smucha el ahava. It goes back to the bracha just prior to Kriya Shema, which is ahava rabo. Ahava rabo finishes with the words baruch ato Hashem haboicher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ahava. So it finishes with the baruch, and the bracha of emes v'yatziv is considered to be smucha lechaberto, even though what? Even though I've got the entire Kriya Shema right there in the middle. Says Tosfos once again, Upsuke Kriya Shema loy mifsiki. And the psukim of Kriya Shema are not mafsik. So that's what Tosas means when he says ubazeh nicha, meaning we now have a precedent. We have two examples, and this is very, very important, two examples of a brocha asmucha lechaverta, not necessarily literally back to back. What are the two examples? Number one, yishtabach and baruch sha'oma. They're not back to back. You've got the entire psuk of the Zimra in between. That's not a hefsuk. Example number two, in the case of Kriya Shema also, Emes v'yatziv and Ahavo Rabo are considered to be smucha l'chaverto, even though they are not literally back to back. And the answer is, because whatever comes in the middle, whether it's Psukah de Zimra in the first example, or Kriya Shema in the second, that's not considered to be a hefsek, it's all discussing one subject.
Even though Ahava Rabba doesn't start with Baruch.
So Ahava Rabba doesn't start with Baruch because that really is a bracha smucha lechaverto. Because that's coming off the back of the previous bracha, Yoytzei Hamoiris. But Ahava Rabba does end with a bracha. So that baruch at the end of Ahavo Rabo is the baruch that carries you through till Emes V'yatziv. Says Tosfos in conclusion, Ve'im Toima. Brocha Achroino. What about somebody who reads in the Torah, gets an aliyah to the Torah? So how many brachas does he say? Two. First bracha, asher bochar bonu mikol amim v'nasalon ha'seiros, say baruch ato Hashem noisei ha'Torah. He then reads in the Torah, what does he say then? Baruch ato Hashem kevan asher noisei lanu teiras emes. That second bracha is beginning with the word Baruch. So we are clearly not considering the second bracha, the one you say after Kriya Satera, we are not considering it to be smucha to the bracha that you said prior to Kriya Satera.
The first bracha started with a Baruch and ended with a Baruch. It was a bracha on its own.
So by the end of the day, it ended with a Baruch. And if it ended with a baruch, why can that brocha, why can that baruch not carry through till after Kriya Satoira, such that my second brocha should not need to begin with a baruch? Now, we understand very well, let's just first see the kasha and then we'll point out. Says Toises Vim Toima, brocha achreina lemishu kairei batoira. Amai tzricha liftoyach b'baruch. Why does your second bracha have to begin with a baruch? Surely, ho smucha lechaverto. Why don't we consider it juxtapositioned? Lebracha rishoyna. Now, Rabbeisai, let's point out something very important, but I think it's very obvious. Why, I'm going to throw this question out to everybody here. Why is Tosfos asking this question over here? Why is this the place to ask the question? Let the second bracha, meaning after Kriya Satoira, let it be considered a bracha smucha lechaverto, such that it should not require a first baruch. That's the kasha of Tosfos. We'll see the answer in a minute, but that's the kasha. Why is Tosfos asking this question over here?
Perhaps because he just gave us two examples.
Precisely, Gewaldig. Because without the two examples we just mentioned, if Tosfos would have begun with this question, what would we have said? We would have said, no, that's not a question. That's not considered brocha smucha lechaverto. The two brochas are not back to back. And maybe only an example like the one you just pointed out, Ramesh Zelig, Yoytzer HaMo'oyrois, followed immediately by Ava Rabba, yeah, that's a bracha smucha lechaverto. But why on earth should two brachas which are not back-to-back be considered smucha lechaverto? So Tosfos could never have asked this question until now. But now that we've just pointed out two independent examples of brachas that are considered to be smucha lechaverto, even though they are not back-to-back, and the reason why they're considered to be smucha lechaverto is because everything that's in the middle is not a hefsek, it's all the same inyan. Ah, now, says Tosfos, finally, I have license to ask this question. It's like very often we point out in the Gemara when the Gemara says, im kein or ihochi, if so. If so always means that the question is based on some previous information. This is what's happening in Tosfos over here as well. Tosfos would never in a million years have asked this question just out of the blue, because they're not really smucha lechaverto, they're not back to back.
Rose again.
But if you've just now told me that, you told me that Emes v'yatziv and Ahava Rabo, if those are considered to be smucha lechaverto, well, why can't the second brocha of Kriyas HaTorah be considered to be smucha lechaverta to the first bracha? Now it's a great question. Now it's a great question. Says Tosfos, in order to understand Tosfos' answer, we need to know a little bit of a history lesson. What we see Kriyas HaTorah now is not the way that Kriyas HaTorah used to be performed, with several differences. But the main difference is, nowadays, every single person who goes up to the Torah says brachas, one before and one after. But that's not the way it used to be. What used to happen? Yes, you always had seven people, for example, on Shabbos going up to get aliyahs, but they did not all say brachas. Now, all of them will say brachas. You'll have 14 brachas altogether, seven times two. But it used to be that the first person, meaning the Kohen, would say the opening bracha, Asher Bachar Banu. He would finish Kriyas HaTorah and he would not say an after bracha. The second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth didn't say any brachas at all. The seventh and final aliyah would not say the first bracha, but he would say the after bracha. So the Kohen on the one hand and the last person at the end, they bring it all together. The Bracha Rishena was right at the beginning, the Bracha Achrena right at the end.
And would that mean that since you have Kaddish after Shvi'i, that's why the Maftir has to say Brachas before and after?
Yeah, that's a completely separate Takana, correct?
Yeah.
Now, why did that change? Why did that change? If that was the initial Takana, then why did that change? And the answer is, the Gemara talks about it, it's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara talks about nichnosim v'yoytzim. Because people began, for whatever reason, entering or exiting shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, everybody else, David's aghast. Now, if people...
I'm aghast. Yes,
if people enter or exit in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, then what's going to happen? Besides for the fact that they're missing out on parts of Kriyas HaTorah, but they're not going to hear two brachas. Because if you were there in the beginning, you left in the middle, well, then you left before the after bracha, because the after bracha is only said right at the end by the very last person. So too, if you arrived in the middle, even if you stayed to the end, you'll hear the after bracha, but you didn't hear the first bracha. So they changed it. And they now said, in order to alleviate that problem, every single person says brachas before and after. So even if you come in the middle or leave in the middle, you'll still hear two brachas. That's the history lesson. Now look back into Tosfos. Again, v'im toima, third bottom line, bracha achreina l'mishu kaira b'Torah. When it comes to the last bracha for somebody who is reading in the Torah, amai tzricha liftoyach b'baruch. Why does it need to begin with a baruch? Surely, ha-smucha lechaverta. Surely that should be considered leaning on the first bracha, le-bracha rishayna. And as we pointed out, because even though it was said 5 minutes ago before the guy started laning. But why is that worse than Yishtabach and Baruch Sha'oma? Why is that worse than Emes V'yatziv and Ahava Rabo? V'yesh Loima, says Tois, I'll explain to you. Lefi, because She'ahoyu Regilim, the way they used to be Rogil, the way the Minig used to be is She'loi Hoyu Mevorachim Rak. Nobody would make a bracha besides for Horishain, the very first person, invariably a Kohen. He would make the bracha Rishaina, the Ha'acharain, bracha Achraina. In which case, the Ikka Hefsek Godoil. That is too big a Hefsek. From Boruch Sha'oma to Yishtabach, 7 or 8 minutes, I can live with that. From Ava Rabot to Emes V'yatziv, 5 minutes, I can live with that. But from the Kohen in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah to the last person, that could be a half an hour Kriyas HaTorah, I cannot consider the bracha that the last fellow makes at the end of all the Kriyas HaTorah to be considered smucha lechaverto to a bracha that was said half an hour ago. I'm sorry, that's too much of a hefsek. And if it's too much of a hefsek, so that's why it cannot be considered a bracha smucha lechaverto. Why is it not a bracha smucha lechaverto? Because the hefsek of the entire Kriyas HaTorah is too big. Says Tosis, therefore, it's not doima to the brachas of a yishtabach, etc., etc. Now, that explains for us one thing. That explains for us why the bracha at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah, meaning the very last fellow, why does he need to begin with Baruch? Because this bracha is too detached from the bracha that was said half an hour ago. But Tosis cannot end there. Why can Tosis not end there? Because that only answers the way that Kriyas HaTorah used to be. But nowadays, it's no longer like that. And if everybody is saying brachas, so we're back to square one. There's no half an hour hefsek. Every person is saying a bracha. So if every person is saying a bracha, surely the whole question now comes back. When I get my aliyah, shlishi or revi or chamishi, whatever it may be, why must I begin my bracha achreina with the word baruch? I understand that in old-fashioned times, where the bracha was said right to the end of Kriyas HaTorah, that's a very big hefsek. But not anymore when you've got nichnosim v'yotzim, people coming in and out, they changed the whole takana, so we're back to square one. Says Tosfos. It's true. V'ikah hefsek on the last line says Tosfos, bein rishon la'acharon. There's an enormous hefsek between the first person before the Kriyas HaTorah and the last person at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, shuv shetiknu shteyen l'chol echod ve'echod. Even though afterwards they were masakin that everybody says brachas, why? For every individual, mishum hanichnosim u'mishum hayoitzim, because of the people entering and exiting, loy zozo. Mimkaima. What does loy zozo mean? Zozo means to move. Loy zozo mimkaima, the takona, the original takona, did not move from its place. In other words, because when Kriyas HaTorah was initially instituted, the hefsek between the first bracha and the last was enormous, and therefore the bracha at the end had to begin with a baruch, because it cannot be considered smucha lechaverto. So that's the way they instituted the brachas on Kriyas HaTorah. So once they instituted that, that's the way it remained, even though now everyone says a bracha. And if everyone says a bracha because of the nichnosim v'yotzim, so there isn't really this massive hefsek. Doesn't matter. Loi zozo mimkaimo. The original nusach of the bracha did not change. So for historical reasons, it had to begin with the word baruch. That's the way it remains. Okay, it's a beautiful Tosfos with a lot of chidushim, a lot of halachas. I would definitely recommend everybody to go over these brachas. Emes Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis.
I apologize. I will not be here tomorrow morning. I have a bris in Har Nof.
Ah,
Yehuda Goodman's first grand.